This is AP News Minute. Some Senate Republicans may be softening their opposition to new tax revenues as part of a deficit-cutting plan. Many of them are giving a warm reception to the bipartisan plan put forward by the gang of six senators from both parties. President Barack Obama has praised the plan. Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton says most state employees will be back to work tomorrow. Dayton signed a new budget today, ending the nation's longest state government shutdown in the past 10 years. About 22,000 state employees were laid off on July 1st. British Prime Minister David Cameron denies claims that his staff tried to stop an investigation into phone hacking and police bribery at the now-defunct News of the World tabloid. At a raucous emergency session today in Parliament, Cameron promised lawmakers he would, quote, clear up this mess. The heat wave enveloping a good portion of the country is being caused by what forecasters are calling a heat dome, caused by a huge area of high pressure. Heat indexes have been well over 100 degrees, and it's expected to move east. Jason Bronis, the Associated Press, with AP News Minute.